The plants in your landscape are mostly dormant at this time, and that means we can get in and do some pruning. Now, this is a good time of the year to prune leafless trees. The deciduous trees that have dropped their leaves in the fall, you can really see the branch structure, and you don't have to deal with the weight of the leaves when you're cutting off branches. So this would be a great time of the year perhaps to remove some lower branches from shade trees to raise the canopy up a little bit higher, or prune off some branches to redirect them away from your roof or other areas where you don't want them to grow. Summer flowering trees and shrubs can be pruned this time of the year as well. They bloom on new growth that will grow out in the spring, so you can trim them and even cut them back this time of the year without affecting the flowering. And that includes popular plants like crepe myrtle, vitex, and althea. Now remember, have a purpose in mind when you go to prune a plant. Ask yourself specifically, what is it exactly that I hope to accomplish in pruning this plant? That will guide you in what you need to do. Forget It Growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.